to call this special meeting of the Washington County Board of Commissioners to order. Please be advised, this public meeting of the Washington County Board of Commissioners audio and video live stream on the Commissioners YouTube channel. As we do with every meeting, we're going to start with our Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Larry Maggi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You may be seated. There is no agenda comments? No agenda comments? We'll take us straight to old business with our solicitor. Old business.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item A, bid award purchasing. Purchasing respectfully requests the commissioners award the bid for CHS shoring number 082525 to JG Contracting Company, Inc. of Carnegie, PA in the amount of $1,445,560. This project will supply structural support to the Courthouse Square building and enable a safe and efficient demolition. This agreement will be effective date of agreement through 60 days unless mutually extended or terminated. This was the lowest, most responsive, and responsible bid received. Bid responses were reviewed and recommended for award by the county's owner's representative, Burns and Scallo, and the purchasing department. Costs will be paid through the 2024 general obligation bond.
So moved.
Mr. Chairman, before we go, did you read the contract? Are you aware?
Yes.
Of the agreement?
Yeah, we've looked at it. We've had it. I think Attorney Sweat has actually reviewed it, and he was fine with everything within the agreement, to my knowledge.
I'm going to ask Mr. Chairman if we could table this. I just have some concerns. This popped up. It's $1.4 million. We were talking about doing a yes-no on it, and I know it's. I understand there's an emergency. I talked to Mr. Price. I called him a couple days ago about it. And I know it's an emergency, but I just, $1.4 million, I'm not sure how we missed that.
It's not that we missed it. So what's happening was we were going to do the shoring after the building was demoed. The engineers came in and said that it's important that we shore this wall before. That way that when we're demoing the building, we don't have a slip. Or if the wall caves in, then there would be catastrophic damage potentially to the courthouse. So this is not a change order as far as pricing. We always were going to pay this. We were always going to spend $1.4 million to shore this wall up. The initial engineer report was that we will demo the building, and then once the building is demoed, we will build this shoring wall. What the engineers now came in and said was, before you're doing all that work, it's imperative that we shore the wall first. So this $1.4 million is not added. This was always in the bid, but because we're changing it from post-demolition to before, that's why we're doing this. In addition to that, I'm concerned with the table today because we're having a special meeting today, so we are not delaying this project over 2 months to then go in there and do this. So to clarify, we're not adding $1.4 million to the project. We're just changing the scope of work that will be done pre instead of post-demolition. So the shoring of the wall was always part of this project.
I get that, Mr. Chairman, but it was in the first contract we did, the temporary shoring it was called. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious why this is new money. I mean, it's part of the bond. It's new money, but it's part of the bond issue. So it's not money that was worked into the contract. It was money worked into the bond that we're taking out for this, and that's where it's coming from. So it is still...
That's
what concerns me.
I get your concern. We have our owner's rep and our builder's rep here. And would you feel comfortable fielding a question for us? So we have a proper procedure. Let's just hold off for 1 second, and now I'm going to open this up to agenda comment on this. And I ask you to take the microphone while Commissioner Maggi asks you some questions. If you could, for the record, just state your name and who you're representing today.
Yes, good afternoon. Mike Corbin, Senior Project Manager for Burns and Scallo, acting as the owner's representative for Washington County.
Commissioner Maggi?
Yeah, I mean, I've never talked to you. Have you talked to me about this?
No, I have not.
My question is, why wasn't this part of the original project, that something we discussed?
Because the engineering, come up with an idea
this was going to be part of it.
Because the structural engineering, and when we did the original proposal and bid for the demolition of the tower and the garage structure, we did not have the geotechnical and the structural design fully vetted out. So part of the process is that when we awarded the structural demolition, it was determined to take advantage of significant cost savings that we should demo the entire garage and tower at concurrently. So once we vetted out all the structural designs, it was determined that if we demo the garage, we need to put the permanent shoring in prior to full demolition of the garage. It would always be part of the project. It's now we're just doing it out of sequence. Just like Commissioner Sherman said, that we would have had to shore this wall eventually, but to safely demo the garage, it was determined that we should do the permanent shoring now. In the long run, it is saving the county money, because if we would have just taken down the tower and come back to demo the parking garage, it would have been a $300,000 add to the project for the contractor to come out and remobilize to demo out the garage portion.
Now, the original contract, there was a temporary shoring, is in the original
contract. I can't remember off the top of my head.
There was temporary shoring in the contract. So this 1.4 is part of the original money, or this new money? $1.4 million.
It would have been part of the overall budget for the project. The original demo budget for the entire project was $4 million, I do believe. We awarded it for $1.5 million, so there was a significant cost savings there. And there's a further cost savings if we demo the entire garage and courthouse office tower at the same time.
So this was explained to me that there are two budgets that we're talking about. We're talking about a demo budget and we're talking about a build budget. This was, the shoring of the wall was the first stage of the build budget. And now we're moving it from the build budget to the demo budget. Is that accurate?
That's an accurate statement, yes.
Did you say accurate?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said inaccurate.
But it's still new money.
No, it's moving from...
Well, it's moving from one bucket to another.
It's still in the total. It's what we voted on initially for the cost of the build. Again, the legalities of it is, because this was bid publicly for a demo and bid publicly for a build, it's not a private business. We can't just move it from one pot to the other. So we have to then take this money and vote on putting it in part of the demo build. Because it was, again, we were always going to have a wall there. They're stating to structure engineering, it would be best to do it this way.
And just to add to that, that if we went to do a change order to the original contract, it was significantly higher, but since we put it out to a public bid, it came in much, much lower.
I'm not sure I still understand, sir, but excuse me. I'm not sure I still understand. Thanks for, because I've not met. I don't know, Commissioner Chance, have you met, and where, or what was going on? I mean,
I
kind of talked to Darryl a little bit and a couple of days ago, and I was not aware of this issue.
I was briefed when they found the issue and was told
this was
the recommendation
that?
A few days ago, earlier this week.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, at this time, we will resume our meeting. We have read the old business. Commissioner Janice has offered a motion. Is there a second on the table? At that, I will second the motion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Maggi?
No.
Ms. Janis?
Yes.
Mr. Sherman?
Yes. Is there any public comment for the meeting? No? There be no more business to be brought before this board. We stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.